Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week takes us to weird Norfolk. But here's information desk.
Thank you, Mrs. Betty Wilson and Mrs. N. Pye, for your donations of stamps. We have received two donations of stamps that became detached from their yellow wallets during checking this morning. And so, thank you to the listeners who sent them in.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, 01603-629-558. Held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603-973-216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
F Stop I is Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions costing £3, offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on Friday, February the 7th.
Wednesday the 29th of January, Pet Portraiture with guest artist Kate Elgood, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Norwich. On Monday the 3rd of February, Landscape Painting with Visually Impaired guest artist Bob Maple, 1 to 4 p.m. in Norwich. Friday the 7th of February, Blind Movement Workshop with Amy Fellows, artist in residence for F-Stop Eyes, and captured by blind photographer and filmmaker Ian Traherne. 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. It's an outdoor event, Cow Tower, Norwich. Sighted participants wanted. Monday the 17th of February, Wax Modelling Workshop for Young Eyes, Norwich, with the Portable Foundation Foundry Project. This will be followed by an exciting trip to the foundry in Framlingham to see the metal casting process on Saturday, 29th of February. On Tuesday, the 18th of February, Letterpress Workshop for Creative Writing with Print to the People, 2 till 4 p.m., Norwich. Workshops take place at the Bradbury Activity Centre, unless otherwise stated. Beckham Place, Edward Street, Norwich, NR33DZ. Upcoming exhibition. All are welcome to join us for an art exhibition towards the end of March. Stay tuned for further information or follow social media.
Discussion group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings cost £3 per session and take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The next meeting is on the 4th of February.
Lexham Gardens and Snowdrop Walk. On Sunday the 16th of February. The cost is £6 entrance plus £3 for the minibus, leaving the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10 o'clock and returning approximately 4:30 p.m. Tea, coffee, cake and hot soup will be available. To book, please call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216. By Friday, the 7th of February.
And finally on Information Desk, we have a special message from the NNAB.
Vision Norfolk app. We have been very fortunate to be given funding by the Community Fund and National Lottery to develop an app to support people with sight loss across the county. We imagine some of you will be groaning or laughing at us with the thought of being asked to use an app, which is understandable, but hold on and listen before jumping to judgment. We believe that this will assist Vision Norfolk support people across the county in many different ways. The app is essentially the front cover for our befriending service. Whilst this has traditionally happened through the coordination of many different calls and emails between volunteers, people requesting assistance, and ourselves, the app will replace this by cutting out the middle person. Therefore, requests for volunteer support and also offers of support from volunteers will happen much more quickly and in real time through the app. After completing their registration, volunteers and people with sight loss will be given access to the fully accessible app, where they will be able to post requests for support and offers of support. For example, Miss P, who is blind, receives some post in the morning that she is unable to read. She submits a request through the app that she wishes to have someone to read her the post for her. This request is sent as a notification to all the volunteers in her vicinity. Mrs. E, who is registered as a volunteer, is on her way to work and receives a notification on her phone with this request. Mrs. E passes Mrs. P's house on the way and can spare 20 minutes before she needs to get to work. She responds through the app to say she is available. Miss P accepts this response and Mrs. E is given her address and is on the way. Once Mrs. E has finished reading for Miss P, the activity is closed and an opportunity to feedback is given to both. Similarly, Mr. D, who is registered as a volunteer, is taking the dog for a walk. He sends an offer through the app to invite someone who is visually impaired in the local vicinity to join him. This offer is sent as a notification to all visually impaired people, local to Mr. D. On this occasion, Mr. G receives the notification and decides he would like a walk and responds by accepting the offer. Mr. D is then given Mr. G's address and they enjoy a pleasant afternoon walking the dog. But I don't know how to use an app or a smartphone, which has been voiced on numerous occasions, and rightly so. However, when you can use the app or not, does not limit your access to the support. By calling in your request to Vision Norfolk, they will be able to operate the app on your behalf by sending the request out and monitoring the responses. Furthermore, after the app has been launched in 2020, Vision Norfolk will be introducing the new service to people with sight loss throughout Norfolk and offering group and individual training to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to access the support. Dates for these events will be published in due course through Magpie News, Vision Norfolk website, newsletters and through all our staff and volunteers. We look forward to seeing you there at some point. For further information, please contact Bradley Burrows, bradley.burrows@nnab.org.uk, or by telephone 01603 573 000.